Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Again, the phone number for Dr. Jeff and his team, Dr. Caitlin, everybody up there at the Sioux Animal Hospital, area code 906-635-5910. If you have any other questions or you'd like a second opinion, get a hold of them at that number. You can actually ask your vet to email them the records. info@sioux animal hospital.com is the email address. They can look over the case and then give you a call and discuss it with you. The State Board of Education and several education leaders sounded the alarm yesterday about the possibility that the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, and the legislature won't reach an agreement on next year's fiscal year 2027 budget by the statutory July 1st deadline. Behind the scenes, budget talks between the Republican Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, and the Democratic governor are all gummed up, even though subcommittee chairs are ready to go with their individual department budgets. At the core of the issue is the fact that the federal government scaled back the ability for states to use special health care assessments to draw down more Medicaid funding. The governor's office is pushing for a long-term revenue replacement plan, or at least a battle plan on how to replace the hundreds of millions of dollars as opposed to kicking people off of their Medicaid. Speaker Matt Hall, Republican Richland Township, is reading this request as a demand for more taxes, which he's only going to do if property tax cuts are put on the table. His caucus's massive property tax proposal, he would not mind getting more oxygen to it. So while the two allies from the fiscal year 2026 budget season last year are in a stare down over this year's budget, education leaders are tapping their feet and looking at their watches. Typically, election year budgets are in fact completed by July 1st, so the incumbents don't have to answer uncomfortable questions while on the campaign trail leading up to the August 4th primary, especially when it comes to why isn't the budget done yet. MERS News Service learned that Speaker Hall doesn't want to pass a budget after July 1st, but he also doesn't want to bend on what could be described by his Republican primary opponents as a tax hike. Education Lobby had heard the completion date of June 18th. But one source tells MERS News Service that that date isn't realistic. They're saying the week of June 29th is looking more likely. Well, here's the problem. Most education boards and local governments start their fiscal years on July 1st. They argue it's difficult to plan when the state isn't clear on how much money it's going to send to the local units of government. Well, to that end, the State Board of Education passed a resolution, and the school leaders' associations sent a letter today to Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, and House Speaker Matt Hall, calling them to pass the school aid budget before July 1st. Don't care so much about the general fund budget. They're laser focused on the school aid budget. The Michigan Association of Superintendents and Administrators, along with the Michigan Association of School Boards, sent the joint letter yesterday, telling the state government leaders that they did not want to see a failure to pass the budget like what happened back in 2025. Back then, they missed the statutory July 1st deadline by 95 days. Not only did it go through the entire summer, but ended up almost before the September 30th deadline of the current budget. Director of Government Relations Jennifer Smith for the Michigan Association of School Board said that delay that we had even last year was so detrimental to our schools and our staff. We're not getting a lot of information. And as we get closer and closer to June 30th, the less information we're getting. The letter stated what the two school associations would like to see in the budget, which included a weighted funding model that was incorporated in the budget introduced by Whitmer and the state Senate. The groups also said that the schools in the state were underfunded, and that there was a proposal that would cost about $40 million out of the school aid fund. That was based on Speaker Hall wanting a property tax cut to be rolled into the school aid budget. This came up back on April 30th of this year. The letters acknowledged that the lawmakers are also working on a number of issues, including property tax relief and revamping of how board members are selected to the state's three major universities. Well, Don Wetruba and Dr. Tina Kerr of the State Board of Education asked everyone to adopt the K-12 budget first, because they don't want their members spending plans to be held hostage unrelated to other policy priorities. Subcommittee Chair of the House K-12 Appropriations Committee, State Representative Tim Kelly, Republican of Saginaw, advised the schools to begin the budget writing process now, regardless of the July 1st deadline. Schools can get started with the foundation that we are going to have $10,300 per pupil allowance. Kelly said, I always tell them that that's not going to be any number below that. So start building your budget around that number. Well, Smith of the superintendent's organization said, we can't do that. We don't know what we're getting for our at-risk students. We don't know what we're getting for school safety. We don't know what we're getting for special education. And if we can't set budgets, we can't set staffing. We cannot even put forward our curriculum or our programs, and this makes for a very chaotic summer for school districts. given that he thinks they can do the budget regardless of that. Kelly was asked if the angst in the education lobby was a political false alarm. Kelly said, "Oh my God, heaven forbid that the K-12 Alliance doesn't put out a false alarm. You're not going to get your money. You're not going to get the funding they're saying. The end of the world is going to happen." "Calm down," said Kelly. Again, Kelly, House Appropriations Chair for K-12 Appropriation Budget, was challenged by the subcommittee's chair in the Senate side, Senator Darren Calamari, Democrat of Trenton. He said that we've had a couple of conversations, Kelly and I, but the give and take hasn't begun yet. We have set some rules of engagement, rules of the road that I will abide by. What we're waiting for is leadership to sort out some of this stuff and figure out what we have to focus on and engage in. Asked if he could assure the education lobby deadline would be met July 1st, Calamari said, "We are certainly working to do that and to make that happen." Well, the superintendent, Representative Smith, said the clock is ticking. And as of yesterday, you have 21 days. 3 weeks, and a lot of that is weekends. Well, at the end of the day, the State Board of Education voted unanimously to send the resolution to the legislature and the governor and asked for the budget to be passed on time. July 1st, then go on summer break, begin knocking on doors, putting up signs, and trying to get elected or reelected on August 4th. The clock is ticking and we are watching, was the message. So are we. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement, to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Wrapping up this budget stare down regarding education. They're only talking about the school aid fund. The general fund budget combined with the school aid fund creates what they normally do is one big omnibus budget. One bill. Open up the board, vote on it in the House, send the same budget to the Senate for their approval. Once that's done, they send it to the governor for her review and signature. Of course, the governor has the ability to veto certain lines, certain appropriations within the budget, but she doesn't get to add to it. Well, on the general aid fund, there's a whole issue over pulling money out of the rainy day fund. Reserve for the state to operate in the event of an economic downturn. The fund has roughly $3 billion in it. Senate Democrats want to pull out $350 million. The governor's proposal is to pull out $400 million. House, controlled by the Republicans, plan zero. Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, has said previously, it's not raining out. We don't have to pull money out of the rainy day fund. As a matter of fact, we're not even going to raise taxes and still pass a budget. While it was lower than what the Senate Democrats proposed, much lower than what the governor proposed, they are, in my opinion, miles away. And like the superintendent director said, 21 days, 3 weeks from yesterday is June 30th. And like he also said, there's quite a few weekends in between there as well. So as a result, where do they go? How is this going to proceed? We shall see. But the problem is the upcoming election. A week from this coming Tuesday, June 23rd, the absentee ballots start getting mailed out. So basically, you've got 2 weekends after this weekend to get things done. Monday, Tuesday, June 29th, June 30th. That's it. They're all going to be looking at closing up shop no later than Thursday, July 2nd. Why? Because Saturday, that Saturday's 4th of July. Summer is launched. Campaigns are in the last month before the August 4th primary. You have 1 month from 4th of July to be prepared to talk to the voters to earn their votes for the upcoming August 4th primary. July 4th is the drop-dead deadline for campaigning. If you're not out full blast campaigning, you're not going to win. So, again, looking at this calendar, they have today, tomorrow, then all of next week, and all of the following week, and then finish everything up on Tuesday, June 30th. I don't see it happening. Even the rainy day fund argument, that alone could be enough to prevent the budget from going through. Well, according to House Speaker Matt Hall, it is not even up for discussion. Us Republicans are not going to take money out of the piggy bank. So we'll see where this goes, see absolutely what direction it's going to end up playing out, and whether they get it done. And speaking of 4th of July, I know you've heard the commercials. You've heard me talk about this before. We have ticket sales actively on sale right now on the website, libertymountainusa.com. We've got the Grand Funk Railroad former songwriter, lead guitarist, vocalist, Mark Farner and his band, Mark Farner's American Band, coming. It's located in Clare County, right off of M-115 in Farwell, Michigan. You can set up a campsite Friday night, be there ready to go for Saturday, pack it up Sunday morning. Spend the weekend, 4th of July, at Liberty Mountain, USA, and hear a great band, fireworks. It's going to be a blast. Simply go to the website, libertymountainusa.com, and get your tickets. Hour number two of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in